And that brings us to item 9, which is report from a bunch of different ones. So let's start with Jake. Are you on the call for us today?
I am. Good morning, folks. So first thing, of course, I'd like to refer you back to our old November newsletter if you have any general questions about the big picture timeline, handy dates in there. We are sending out another newsletter here in the next couple weeks. I don't have a for sure date on that, but that should be coming out shortly. So we sent out an email on February 12th containing general info about amendments to the regional flood plans and the 2024 state flood plan. Refer to that as needed if you have any questions about amending the plans for additional FMXs and such. There was a little bit of confusion stemming from that email, so I want to clarify that only FMXs already included and recommended in the accepted regional flood plans are eligible for this year or for this round of FIF funding. So if anyone comes and asks if they can get projects added into the regional flood plans in ahead of that deadline, it is not possible. So just letting y'all know that. And that FIF funding period closes on April 15th. We did receive the Region 8 RFA submission. We are in the process of reviewing that, and we'll reach out to Pam for any additional information that's needed. And then finally, we are taking the amended regional flood plans to our board on March 5th for approval. Anyone that's interested is welcome to come down and attend the meeting in person. Big congrats and kudos to everyone in this group and in the region at large that contributed to creating the regional flood plans. It's a big achievement. So congrats. And that's all I've got.
Thank you, Jake. Pam?
I don't really have anything additional to add to that. Jake kind of covered, that we submitted the grant application earlier. So that's all I just update on that. That's all I have.
Okay, so Jake kind of went very quickly through that data. The biggest thing that we're going to hear about, and if you haven't already heard about it, I've had multiple phone calls and emails about it. People now realize if you weren't in the plan, you're not getting the money. You don't even get a shot at the money, right? So now people figured out they missed the first planning cycle, and they're trying to figure out how to get in. And so we're going to be a little bit bombarded, but this is a thing sort of statewide. And while we've done a cycle, we've not done an amendment cycle just yet. So Water Development Board issued some emails with some guidance. Hopefully some of that stuff will be published on their website. Additionally, Pam and I are going to steal some of that text that they provided for us and put out on our individual website, as we have various people either because they didn't speak up initially and so we didn't have sponsors, or they didn't have any information at all and didn't have a project and now they're getting organized. So one of the biggest challenges we're going to have is how do we move people into our amended plan. The next funding cycle, as I understand it, will be 2025. So there's a little bit of time. And so two things have to happen. They have to get amended into our regional plan, and then the state has to pick up our amended regional plan and fold it into theirs, which they're not even going to touch for a year. Right now, the biggest challenge is going to be that the communication they sent out was that we cannot use funding for this next cycle for our consultant to assist with those additional projects and amendments. So we're going to have to seek clarification to figure out how that's going to happen, because I don't think the volunteer regional board is going to be reviewing people's models and various data for completeness, which is what we had to do in the previous cycle. So we from a regional flood planning group don't know anything more than what the state has told us. If you guys aren't getting those emails, reach out to Jake or reach out to Pam so we can make sure you're all getting the data as they update us in the newsletters he referred to. We're going to start updating our website to include some of that information. Again, sort of the process is going forward. You heard a lot of acronyms. Jake, I'll have to get you next time to like spell out some of those words. Not everybody knows them. But BRA purchasing team will start preparing the document to go out for an RFQ. Anthony's team will work through that. We'll go through a selection process, interviews, whatever, to get us another consultant. But the reality is that consultant probably won't be on board. I think it's closer to the end of the year by the time we get them under contract. So this year's a little bit of administrative deadheading. In the meantime, if we have some opportunities to make some decisions as a regional flood planning group on how we want to administer the process with these amendments, then we may use some of our meeting time to do that, because that is a new process for us, and we need to sort of figure that out and be as open and transparent as we can as we go through that. Other than that, we don't have, I don't think I have anything else to cover. So